You could not be more wrong. Anybody think she's right? No, I'm just curious. Poll in the comments, let me know. Do you think this woman is actually right? That it's her I don't give an F attitude that's attracting these men? I think it's the fact that she's over 30 and she's divorced, and the men are saying, this is a slam dunk, I'm gonna hit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to discuss different types of women that you should avoid. Now, I'm not saying you don't talk to them on the street or talk to them when you're at a restaurant or what or whatever. What I'm telling you is these types of people tend to be more destructive than positive, and especially when it comes to relationships. Fornication, any of these things, these people are extremely bad news. First myth we want to dispel right out the gate so you don't confuse where I'm coming from. Number one, we do not hate women on this show. We don't. We might not like the antics, but we accept them. That's what reality is. Accepting and moving forward, okay? Now, I'm not saying you don't like these people as human beings. I'm saying you don't invite them in your life because they're usually agents of chaos. That's what we're talking about. They are going to actively destroy your life as they have destroyed theirs. That is the point of the show today when it comes to the different types of women we're going to get to on this show. And myth number two we need to dispel. Nothing is free. If you think you can fornicate with these women and have it be free, it is never free. Just because you're not paying up front with cash like you would for an escort does not mean that you are not paying. In fact, that arguably means you're paying more, because anybody who has messed with the government or has encountered debt, if you don't pay up front and you put it on credit, the interest starts to rack up and you end up paying more on the back end. And also, when you're dealing with people, there's different methods of payment. There's paying with your time, there's paying with your money, there's paying with your attention and your energy and your sanity. There are different forms of payment. So I want to get that out the way. I'm not one of these goofies who says, oh, I get it for free. And if you do this, I'll give it to you for free.
Oh, hell no.
No, you don't get it for free. That's the biggest myth out here. And that's what leads a lot of dudes to getting in legal trouble. So without further ado, before we start looking at the different types of women I think you should actively avoid, I want you to let your voice be heard. I want you to know that despite the fact that our channel is kind of being throttled at the moment because I say things the way it is, and just because I'm not yelling does not mean I'm not giving it to you as raw as possible. Pause. And because of that, we're going to get penalized for it. YouTube, in general, likes content that's vanilla. Unless, of course, it's on the other side of the spectrum from us, then you can get away with it. But when it's us, we're talking about the realities of politics, women, or finances, anything like that, they don't like it because it's a threat to the social order. An informed man or woman is a threat to the social order. So, despite the fact that it might not show that you're supporting the show, whether it be likes or whatnot, I've actually been looking into this because it was pointed out on one of the videos that came out recently from the show that you couldn't even like the video anymore. I've been playing around and I think I might have gotten that fixed. I hope that that's true. I've been dealing with a little bit with YouTube to see if that's been getting fixed, so hopefully that's been getting fixed. But anyways, enough of waffling around. We're going to get into the first type of woman that you should not pursue in any serious capacity, and we're gonna show it with this video right here. Let's see what she has to say.
It was mine. Fine works.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Oh no. Let's go back to the beginning. Okay, right here. Gentlemen, number one is single mothers. You want to avoid them. Why? Well, let me put it to you like this. If she was such a responsible person, why would she not secure the man of the father of the child? That's number one. because statistically speaking, single mothers do the worst for their children, and two-parent households do the best, with single fathers falling in the middle of that, okay? But let's get this straight. Number one, a lot of single mothers are skeezers, if not all of them. The only single mothers who I would not necessarily classify as a skeezer or a slut is a widow, who maybe her husband is a cop who got, you know, killed in the line of duty, or he's as a military guy who got killed. I have sympathy for those people. Everybody else, sorry, you're getting all the smoke because this is just the reality. Number one is single mothers. Now, this video actually has two types of women you should actively avoid, arguably three. Number one is single mothers, is in the title of the video. Two are women who advertise themselves on social media. So when we look at women like this, she's literally showing her jugs all in the video. You know what's awesome? And by awesome, I mean hilarious. Are women who want to seem like they're smart intellectuals. Like, they want to pretend like they're, you know, Aristotle or Socrates making a great point. And then all you see are their boobs shoved in the camera. And I got to sit here and I got to think, I'm supposed to take this with any amount of sincerity? It'd be like me trying to tell you how smart I am while I'm flexing my abs. Now, you're not going to think of me as some intellectual. Even if I am, you're not going to think that. You're going to be like, oh, this dude's a douchebag. He's showing off his abs. In the same way that this woman right here is pretending like she's a comedian, but she's not because she's just showing. First of all, let's get this out of the way. I don't care what you call me. Women are not usually that funny. And that has nothing to do with the being women. I've just never met a woman who's that funny. Usually comedy that women have is A, misandry, is masked misandry. So in other words, they're just dissing men. Number two, it's self-deprecating in a way that's not even funny. Or three, they're blaming everybody else for their problems like they normally do, and it's not funny. But going back to this woman right here as a symbol of arguably three types of women you should actively avoid. Number three, women with tattoos. You might say, well, Austin, that's not a big deal. It's just an expression of your inner self. You're half right if you say a thing like that. Because number one, when we talk about women with tattoos, you need to understand people who have tattoos are usually people who are branding themselves. Like, they have so much inner pain that they put a brand on themselves. There are some cultures like the Maori or ancient Egyptians who did these things as part of their culture. Versus a lot of women today, they get it because they want to seem tough. It's like a scar. Like, for example, I'll show you guys this. Can you see that? I have a scar on my arm when I broke my arm when I was 10 years old. That is that shows that I went through something traumatic, okay? Now, tattoos are the exact same thing. It shows that they've gone through some kind of trauma and they usually have some kind of meaning behind it. Or they're impulsive, which are both bad things because it means they're damaged. And it's hard to create something new with something that is damaged. And then you add to the fact that she's advertising herself on social media and she's a single mother. She has three strikes. She's out. Okay? So that's the first video I wanted to show you guys. Let's go to the next one. The next type of woman you should avoid is this one. Let's listen.
What's up, my guys? Do you have an anxious girlfriend? Do you want to learn how to support her through her anxiety, as well as not losing your own sanity in the process? Well, you've come to the right place.
Pausing immediately because I want to make a comment. Number one, are you guys attracted to women who drink beer? Me, personally, I find it really off-putting. I don't even like beer that much in general, because I find it to be, like, kind of gross. I prefer, like, tequila and vodka and stuff like that. But women who drink beer is extremely unattractive. That might just be a me thing, but I find it extremely unattractive. Second, gentlemen, let me tell you a personal story, okay? I've told you before on the show. If you're new, I'll tell you the story in a nutshell. But when I was in the Air Force, I was in a mental institution for 28 days because I almost self-deleted because I was super depressed and super unhappy. So I was in a mental health facility for 28 days per the order of my commander in the military. I say this because I took SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, in other words, antidepressant drugs. I also knew other people, mainly women, who took antidepressant drugs. I'll tell you a story. There was a woman I met. I will not mention her name. She was married at the time I met her when I was there in the mental institution. As time went on during those 28 days, she for some reason became kind of obsessed with me. I'm not telling you this to brag. I'm saying it because she would tell me about how her husband wasn't fulfilling her needs. This was one of the red pill moments I had. That gave me the suppository that I needed. But you'll see it as it unfolds. During the story, she told me how she was married at the time. Her husband wasn't fulfilling her needs. She wasn't happy, blah, 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 blah. She kept telling me, oh, I think you have a dig bic. And she wanted me, blah, 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 blah. I wasn't interested because she was kind of crazy, in my opinion. As time went on, we both got out. We were at the same base. When we got out, we hung out, outside when we both went back to the same base. I went to her house. I met her husband. He was a cool guy. Time goes forward a little bit. I find out she's getting divorced. I was like, okay, that's expected based on what she told me. Not a shock. What did surprise me was after I found out she was getting divorced, she texted me because she and I were still kind of talking and, I felt kind of bad for her. I wanted to kind of be there for her, whatever. She then texted me and she was like, Austin, and I said, yeah, what's going on? She's like, I need you. Can you come over? I said, yeah, sure, I'll come over. I come over to her house. She told me she was pregnant. I was like, okay, well, then why are you getting a divorce? And she's like, not his. I was like, oh, I see. So in other words, she was cheating on her husband. And I was like, oh, great. Okay. What do you want? Like, why are you telling me this? And basically, I'm like, I'm not an emotional tampon. Why are you telling me this to me? Long story short, it turns out that the guy that she had, was hooking up with, he got deployed. He got KIA'd, which for those of you who never played Call of Duty or never been in the military, he fell in action. So he's gone. So the guy she cheated on her husband with is out of the picture because he's dead. She's pregnant by that guy who's now dead, and she's getting divorced from her husband, who it doesn't know, who thinks it might be his, who thinks it's his. See how this, and she had serious, like, anxiety and stuff like that. And so going back to this video, when she talks about anxious women, let me tell you something, gentlemen. These people are a nightmare and they will ruin everything that they touch. They will destroy their whole life. Do not fall for this. This is another type of woman you must avoid at all costs, is the woman who is on mental head meds. Never associate with these people in any romantic capacity. They will destroy your life as they are destroying their own life. Let's continue with the video.
I'm the anxious girlfriend, and here's 5 ways to deal with us. Number 1, define your role. You're her boyfriend and supporter.
You're supposed to... See, I would hear the same thing from that woman I was telling you about earlier. She always wanted support from her husband, but then guess what? She didn't respect him, and she would actively tell me about it. Gentlemen, if you don't judge women and you listen to what they tell you, I'm not just talking about listening to them to have sex with them later. I'm saying actually listen to what they're telling you. They will tell on themselves. They will tell you everything you already... They will validate all the red pill talking points you hear on this side of the internet. They will validate them without even realizing it. Let's continue.
Confidant, but you're not here to fix her, and you're not a licensed therapist.
She makes a great point. Do not try to fix these people. I know you want to be like a good person. You want to save them. They don't want to be saved. If they did, they do it themselves. You cannot help these people. This is why I tell you don't associate with them on a romantic level, because they will destroy you. But I will warn you. I will warn you right now. These women have some of the best punanis you will ever have. Best sex you'll ever have come from women just like this. That is why I tell you do not associate with them. Because if you do, you will not want to stop. The sex will be so great, you will not want to stop. But before you know it, you're in trouble. Your tires have been slashed. You're getting a harassment claim against you. I'm telling you, gentlemen, do not fall for this, as I've not gotten that much negative feedback. But I'll tell you, the women like this, I've dealt with them before, much to my chagrin, and it has not ended well for me. Do not repeat my mistakes and the mistakes of other men. Do not do it.
You can be supportive without being responsible for her feelings. Number 2, maintain a calm environment. People with anxiety tend to grow more anxious when they don't feel like they're in control of their surroundings.
In other words, be a simp is what she's telling you to do. In other words, do not play the games that would actually make her attracted to you. Be a gump and a simp and make her life easier so she can then cheat on you because you're not producing the endorphins that she needs. Trust me. Gentlemen, I'm not telling you to... Look, being toxic works. I know you don't want to hear that if you're a nice guy. I get it. Trust me. I didn't believe it either when it was first told to me, but it's true. Okay? When I saw the woman I was just telling you about in the story from the days when I was in the military, I have met women like her. She's not one of a kind. She's a dime a dozen. She had BPD. Let me tell you, there are women out there with similar disorders, with similar problems, and men will look past it. They will run the red light because they're horny. They will run the red light because they want to be a good guy. Do not do those things. These people are they're dopamine and serotonin junkies. These are the kind of women who love toxic men and then will turn around and complain about the toxic men that they're in love with. Do not fall for this, gentlemen.
Things. Remain as calm as possible. We sometimes tend to base our behavior on the behavior of those surrounding us.
Also, take note of something. This woman is holding an alcoholic beverage in this video. Those type of drugs that I talked about, the SSRIs, you're not supposed to drink while you take those, by the way. Now, it depends on the prescription. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. But I'll tell you, when I was on these drugs, they told you, do not drink. Because it's a double whammy. You drink and you take those drugs, you are giving yourself a cocktail of hormone imbalance that will destroy you and everybody around you. Do not... So these are the most notorious party girls you'll find out here. Do not make this mistake. I can guarantee you I'm not alone. A lot of other men will validate what I'm about to say if they have the guts to speak up, they will tell you what I'm talking about is true.
If you're anxious, I'm going to be anxious. Number 3, recognize their triggers. Sometimes people are aware of their triggers and sometimes they aren't. Asking is one way to figure this out and observing is another. Don't take it personally. People with anxiety tend to overthink.
In other words, just take the abuse in plain English. Oh, I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's what she's saying. She's saying, put up with my reindeer games, my garbage, my bullshit. That's what she's saying.
They're constantly worried that you're cheating. When your partner...
Did you hear what you just said? I'm gonna rewind it.
Overthink. Maybe they're constantly worried that you're cheating.
That is exactly what the woman I was telling you about earlier would do to her husband. I didn't mention it because I was curious to see if she was gonna mention it, and she did. She would always tell her boyfriend, oh, I think you're cheating on me. Give me your phone. Gentlemen, these people are dangerous to you. Meanwhile, she was cheating on him and got pregnant by that guy. I just told you that. Do not fall for this, guys. Do not get in relationships with these people. They will ruin your life.
When your partner conveys something like this, it's normal to be defensive. But again, try to remain calm. These feelings are probably a result of their anxiety, not a result of your actions.
So in other words, it's not my fault, but it's my problem. Who would sign up for this? Seriously. Does this sound appealing to anybody? Does anybody think this is a good deal? Anybody? Raise a hand. Oh, nobody? Yeah, that's what I thought.
And lastly, educate yourself. If this is a serious relationship, ask to attend therapy together.
Oh, just so you know. Oh, therapy. Okay, I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to tell you one more thing maybe you didn't know about these types of women. Number one. A lot of these traits, some of these mental illnesses are actually hereditary. In other words, they could pass them on to their children. So if you're serious about women like this, your kids could end up just like them. You want a woman like that raising your children? Let me ask you that question. Oh, I know I'm not supposed to because it's insensitive. No, I want to ask the question. I don't give a damn. Would you want a woman like that to raise your children? Probably not, right? Gentlemen, I understand that this is going to be tough to... You might say, well, Austin, after you're done with all these women, who are you supposed to date? Well, in my opinion, you're not really supposed to date, period, because Dating stems from prostitution, in case you didn't know it. And so, gentlemen, I don't believe in doing this kind of dating stuff because dating is dead. I don't personally think it's smart. Now, I understand people have needs. And if you need to get those needs met, be my guest, but be safe about it. Do not just find the first thing that's easy, because the easiest thing is often the most expensive because it's not free. Speaking of things that are not free, we're going to get to the next type of woman you should actively avoid. I think this is number 4. The born-again Christian woman. You might not have expected this, but she's on the list. Reason being, this exact video I'm about to share with you right now. On the screen it says, some of the best advice I've received as a born-again Christian who is an ex-party girl. So, gentlemen, I've made this comparison before, but the born-again Christian women are usually age 25, 30 to 40, usually 25 plus. They've usually done a lot of drugs, or they're party girls, or they just went through their hot girl summer phase. Their internal clock is ticking, and they're hitting the wall. This is all things you've heard on the side of the internet before. You might not have heard is these types of women are wising up to the fact that a lot of men are not committing anymore. So what they're doing is they're going to places that are more traditional for men, but the women can get away with not being traditional. And that place is the church of the day. The church says, we'll forgive you, and then we'll also have collective amnesia. I don't believe in collective amnesia. I say, hey, from a spiritual standpoint, you want to be forgiven? Fantastic. But guess what? There are realities now that I have to deal with if I want to be in a relationship with you. And I am not going to accept that. Let's see what she has to say.
Okay, I want to share some of the best advice that a friend gave me. I joined a Bible study a little over a year ago. It was super out of my comfort zone. I hadn't done it before. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance. So I started to feel convicted about how I was partying and drinking because I was in college. And I started to kind of treat the Bible study like AA, honestly. Not that I was an alcoholic, but I was just trying to get out of that party life.
She doesn't like herself. These types of people, they don't like themselves. They hate themselves on the inside. And so when they hear that God loves them, they cling to God because they hate themselves. They know that God they hear that God loves them. They don't know how to love themselves, but they cling to the so-called love of God. They treat God like he's a sugar daddy, almost, minus the sugar. Like, they see that God loves everybody, which means, like, it's a blank check, basically, which is exactly what Paul said not to do, by the way. But these types of people will come into your church, they'll be on fire for God. Meanwhile, they're a recovering addict, which, even if you're a recovering addict, you have an addictive personality. These people are not good investments. Now, is it a chance that they're so-called good girls? Is it possible? I mean, unless you believe in the song of, like, how the good girls go bad. Gentlemen, there are no such thing as good women or bad women. They are just women. And they kind of live on this chart or a spectrum. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. He's the one that talks about the spectrum. The spectrum is, like, you could be a good girl I met at church, or the same girl meets another guy at the club or another guy at the supermarket. And she doesn't seem like that. That's the same woman, but two men know her completely different. Two different opinions of her, two different standpoints, but it's the same woman. That is a spectrum. And we need to be aware of this because these types of people hate themselves. And so they'll look for love from you, from God, from the pastor, from the church community. And that is dangerous. Let's continue.
Lifestyle in college. So I'd come to Bible study and be like, guys, I didn't party this weekend, which was a big deal for me because I was used to partying every weekend. Anyways, the girls were super cool and supportive about it. But I remember there was a night whenever I got off work early and I came home and my roommates were throwing a pregame at my house. And there were people there and they're like, Sentry, come out with us. Like, we want drink with us, take a shot, blah, 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 whatever. And so I was like, wow, I really want to go out. So I go up to my room. I say I'm going to get ready, but I close the door and I'm like, oh, do I do this or not? So I'm going back and forth with myself in my head, and I'm like, I haven't been partying, I've been super good, I've got my life together, I've been going to Bible study, what's a night of partying gonna hurt? It's not that big of a deal.
There it is, guys. There it is. See what I just said? There it is. They'll talk a good game. They'll even live a good game for a little bit of time. And then, boom, there it is. The itch comes back. They have to scratch it. They don't see a harm in doing it. And before you know it, they're on a bender and they feel like garbage and the cycle repeats itself all over again. They're looking for validation from other women, from the men, from the Chads, the Tyrones. They're doing backflips on the carousel. And before you know it, they're back in church. And gentlemen, this is so common. You wouldn't believe me if I told you how common this actually is. This is the double dipping I talk about. Because a woman does this, oh, don't worry, girl, you'll get your act together. A guy does this, oh, he's no good. He's a bad guy. He needs to get his act together. He's a pookie. He's whatever. Let's see what happened.
But I feel a conviction about it that I can't ignore. So I call my friend that I made at the Bible study. So I call this girl named Kira, who I barely knew at the time, but now she's one of my best friends. And I'm like, Kira, you know I've been so good not partying, and I feel like it's not that big of a deal if I go out tonight, but I just felt weird about it, so I wanted to call you and ask you what your thoughts were on it. And then here it is. This is the best advice a friend has ever given me, because I don't listen to advice that often, if I'm being honest. She said, you know what? Yeah, I hear you, and I want you to know that whatever you decide to do, it's not going to change the way I look at you.
See, that right there is a problem. See, this is why I don't trust these people. Because they'll be like, oh, just, you know, whatever you do, you know, do it, God will forgive you type garbage, right? Well, that doesn't mean that I forgive. That doesn't mean that because God forgave you, that I now have to forget what you did. That I'm going to look past it. No. In fact, I'm going to look at that and I'm going to say, that is very telling as to what I can expect. And gentlemen, you should do the same thing. Do not let these people emotionally manipulate you into thinking that you're a bad person if you care about this stuff. You are not a bad person. You are an informed person. Let's continue.
I'm going to be your friend either way. I think you're great either way. But I just think that you calling me and asking me this question is probably your answer. Bruh. I mean, are you kidding me? That is the last thing I wanted to hear because she was so right.
She was gaslighting her. She was manipulating her, in other words. But does anybody actually believe she didn't go? That's my question, because I personally think she still went.
And there's no rebuttal there for me. I'm like, yeah, so needless to say, I ended up not going out that night.
I don't believe that.
But the next morning was Sunday, and I went to church, and a bunch of crazy stuff happened. So if this video gets literally any views, then I'll make a part two about what happened. You know what? Maybe I'll do it even if it doesn't get any views. I'll make a part two about what happened. So
I don't believe her. Does anybody believe her? It's possible, but again, I don't know if I believe that, personally. I want to, but the very fact that I want to believe that means it's probably that she still did. And just lied about it because she wanted to have a good time. Gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. You can't trust these people because they relapse. It's not a good investment. It's like a stock going up and then going really far down and then goes up and then goes down and goes up and goes down and you want to invest in it, but you don't have that consistency. You don't have that level of trust because the history says, hey, this is not a great investment. It's a quick buy and sell, you know, a hit and quit type of thing, but it's not a long-term stock investment. Not a good idea. Now, speaking of long-term investments, let's go to the last type of woman you should actively avoid. And we will let this woman do it right here. Divorced women. Let's see what she has to say.
When I got divorced at 32, I thought my life was over. No one was ever going to want to date me. Like, I had this Scarlet A, and I was, like, branded for life. Yeah, I could literally not have been more wrong. And I just really wish that someone would have told me this, because I literally wasted so much time having all these pity parties for myself. Like, we're talking when I was ready to start dating again, I had a full-blown roster. High-quality men.
I doubt that. They were probably... She probably had Chad and Tyrones that slid through, but they were not her boyfriend. See, women who are divorcees or single mothers, they think that, oh, I get all this salami, so that makes me valuable. No, not really. Dudes would hit a hole in the wall if it was moist enough. You think that they're not going to have sex with you? Come on. Really? That does not make you valuable. That does not mean that you have... Women mistake perceived options with actual options. They think that because a dude was willing to fornicate with them, that he's willing to forge a future with them, and that is so unbelievably untrue. So unbelievably untrue. But they want to believe it, so they do.
Successful, smart, handsome, funny, all the things. Like, literally, I was just joking with my friends that I, post-divorce, had more men, like, coming at me than I did when I was 24.
Yeah, because you're an easier target. You're a divorcee. You're an easier target. See, this is the problem. Of course you got more men throwing themselves at you because you are an easier option. You're over 30, number one, and you're divorced, number two. That's like fat women when they talk about how they have all these options. Yeah, for salami because you're an easy target. Men see you as a slam dunk. That's why. It doesn't mean that you're valuable. It just means that they think you're an easy target and they think they can hit. They think you are the safe, easy option, and that's why they're going for you.
Well, let's talk about why I think this is. When you come out of a divorce, you just have this new, profound strength and confidence. Like, kind of this fuck you all attitude. I don't have time for bullshit. I don't have time for game. I've been through it. Do not fuck with me. And it is so wildly magnetic.
You could not be more wrong. Anybody think she's right? No, I'm just curious. Poll in the comments, let me know. Do you think this woman is actually right? That it's her I don't give an F attitude that's attracting these men? I think it's the fact that she's over 30 and she's divorced and the men are saying, this is a slam dunk, I'm gonna hit. How many of these men have stuck around and actually want a serious relationship with you? That's my question. How many of these men actually want to pursue you in any serious capacity? That's my question.
Because after a divorce, you have to figure all of your shit out. You gotta pick up the pieces. I was so much more independent. I knew exactly who I was.
By independent, she means she was dependent on the child support or alimony she's getting from her husband, ex-husband.
Exactly what I wanted and what I expected out of a partner. So please.
Partner. I hate the word partner.
Please stop worrying. Have some fun dating.
In other words, hook up with a bunch of dudes like I did. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. You proved my point. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. See, gentlemen, you see why I'm telling you to avoid these types of women? This is why. Because all of them are going to drag you down and are a bigger liability to you. Now, I'm not telling you can't have a hit and quit with these women. If you want to do that, that's your business. They're usually easier targets. But be aware that these types of people are more predisposed, in my estimation, to having a higher price tag after the fact. Just be aware of that. Do not just jump in and then think, oh dang, how am I gonna get out of this now? Don't do that. Think this through. Not telling you to not have fun. Not telling you to not get your nut if you need to get a nut. I'm telling you, be careful because these people are usually damaged goods. Be aware of it. My friends, what do you think? You agree? Disagree? Was I too harsh? Too lenient? What do you think? Let me know in the comments below what you think. If you like the video, you know what to do. I'm not going to beg. Take care of yourselves. Think for yourselves, for God's sakes, please. And also, tell your story. If you have a funny story like I do, tell it. I'll see you next time. Peace.